Track 33.
Today, in our series of lectures on language, we are going to be looking at the way in which children acquire language. This area of study is characterized by three main features which may explain the interest in the topic. Firstly, people find it fascinating. This stems from the natural interest that people take in the developing abilities of young children. They are amazed by the way in which children learn, particularly their own children. Secondly, it's important to study how we acquire our first language, because the study of how children learn can lead us to a greater understanding of language as a whole. The third point is that it's a complex area of study, and this is because of the enormous difficulties that are encountered by researchers as soon as they attempt to explain language development, especially in the very young child. In today's lecture, we will cover a number of topics. We will start by talking about the research methods that are used. There are a number of ways that researchers can investigate children's language, and these include the use of diaries, recordings, and tests. And later in the course, we'll be looking at how researchers make use of these. We will then go on to examine the actual process of language learning, starting with the development of speech in young infants during their first year. This is the time associated with the emergence of the skills of speech perception. In other words, an emergence of the child's awareness of his or her own ability to speak. We will then move on to look at language learning in the older child, that is, in children under 5. As they mature, it is possible to begin analysis in conventional linguistic terms. And so, in our analysis, we will look at phonological, grammatical, and semantic development in preschool children. In the second part of the talk, I would like to review some broad educational approaches to how linguistic skills can be developed in school-age children. Put another way, how can we, as teachers, assist our young learners to develop language in the classroom? First, we will look at some issues related to getting children to express themselves confidently when they talk, so we'll be looking at spoken language. We will then move on to that area which causes some children a lot more difficulty and review a number of approaches in relation to teaching children to read. For instance, issues such as whether to teach them to recognize whole words or go back to the more traditional methods of spelling the words out to find their meaning. And finally, we'll conclude with an account of current thinking on perhaps the most neglected area of all: the child's developing awareness of written language, and how best to help them achieve in this area.